Hello, kings and queens. Happy Motivation Monday to you. I pray that you are phenomenal and that February of 2019 has been amazing to you so far. It's Miss Fern. Welcome back to FM Sounds, my podcast, where I like to inspire you to improve your health mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, and spiritually. New listeners, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate all of my listeners. What I'm about to talk about was just in my spirit in such a strong way. I said, okay, I have to talk to my listeners about this, have to get this out there to get some feedback. And I just pray that it motivates you and touches you in a way in which you need it. What I want to talk about is discipline. What do you think of when you hear the word discipline? So for me, I think of discipline as being scolded as a child. You know, if you were to act out in a way, your mom or dad would discipline you accordingly. I also think of it as being reprimanded in a certain type of way. And I even think of discipline when it comes to a specific diet or a specific health regimen where you have some sort of restriction. Discipline is honestly the ability to subject less important things to more important ones. I really want to break this down though. So the definition of discipline is the practice of training people to obey rules. I also looked up another form of this definition, and it said using punishment to correct disobedience. So that's powerful. What I want to talk about, what I want to focus on, is turning this thought around on discipline being negative. Discipline is our friend, kings and queens, not our enemy. It helps us be the person we say we would like to be, but never will be without the assistance of discipline and self-control. Discipline is a fruit of the Holy Spirit that is in us as believers in Jesus Christ. But like all other fruit of the Spirit, it must be developed and will grow through use. Okay, so some examples that I want to kind of put out there are spending time with friends or spending time with God. That takes discipline, right? A lot of discipline, a lot of self-control. Another example is, let's say for the entire week, you want to eat fried chicken every night for dinner, or to make that choice of eating baked chicken on a few nights instead of fried chicken or fried food each and every night. I'm not judging. I'm not saying that one is better than the other, but it makes you think. If you were to just focus on spending time with your friends and not spending any time with God, or just eating fried food all the time and not perhaps making a healthier choice, those require discipline and definitely some sort of self-control. However, it's not a negative thing whatsoever. That's what I want to talk about, is just turning this thought around, because discipline is necessary. Another example, let's just think about this. You perhaps got some extra money on your paycheck for 1 week. Are you going to use that extra money to treat yourself, to go shopping, you know, to treat yourself to something that you've worked so hard for? Or are you going to use that extra money to pay off a credit card bill? Let's think about it. We have the choices, and discipline, honestly, is being able to force yourself to do something in spite of how you feel over and over until it actually becomes a habit, kings and queens. Now, to me, that equals success. That equals your goals being met, money being saved, being debt-free, being healthier, having more time on your hands instead of having to work overtime because you maintained your discipline. So discipline is necessary to be successful. Discipline is something that's difficult. However, the benefits are so rewarding. So, how do we do this? How do we stay motivated? How do we have self-control? How do we practice discipline? One example that I have is simply prioritizing. Prioritize what's important, what's necessary, and work your list from there. Write everything down. When you put it into writing, that puts it into existence more. And work on what's a top priority and focus on having your self-control when it comes to that. However, what I definitely want you to do and what's definitely necessary is to pray on it. Pray for the wisdom to aid you with being disciplined. Pray, focus, and work on it, and it will get done. It definitely will get done. You know, God tells us in His Word what will work best, but we have the responsibility of choosing what we're going to do. So praying over this is key. Okay? I want you to embrace discipline. Don't frown upon it. Honestly, it may not seem enjoyable now, but once you apply it, you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy the fruit of it. And I definitely want to back this up with a verse that stood out to me. So this is from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11 in the New Living Translation. It says, "No discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. It's painful. But afterward, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained this way." How powerful is that? So what I just want to close with is that motivation will die. I'm sorry to tell you, but you know, you just aren't always going to be motivated. So let the discipline, let the fruit of the Spirit take place, because self-discipline is definitely a main ingredient to success. So I want to thank you for letting me just speak to you about this today. I pray that this motivates you, that it encourages you to stay on the right path to success, to stay on the right path to meeting your goals, not to look at discipline as something that is so dreadful and something that's just going to suck up your energy. Look at the end result. Keep your eye on the end result and your discipline will become stronger. And definitely when you pray on it and when you focus, you'll be disciplined and you'll meet those goals. You'll have that success that you long for your goals being met in every area of your life. So as always, I just want to thank you for tuning in to my podcast. Thank you for your support. Please share this with someone that you think it may touch or may encourage. I welcome feedback, so please feel free to leave me a message. As always, kings and queens, I'll see you at the top because the bottom is way too full. Have a phenomenal week, a blessed week, and abundance, and I will talk to you guys soon. Thank you.